It's Wednesday, the 19th of November, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. The Ministry of Health says the country has enough HIV testing kits to maintain services countrywide. That's despite concerns shared online. Current supplies include up to 3 months of colloidal gold screening kits and an 11-month shipment due in the next 12 weeks. Ministry spokesperson Walters Kamaya has an update.
Addressing the recent concern raised on social media platforms, the ministry wants to reassure the public its unwavering commitment to ensure its continued provision of critical health services as well as supplies across all the sectors. The ministry acknowledges that the stock pressure currently being experienced at various health facilities to mitigate the impact of those temporary shortages. The ministry has proactively implemented a series of the way in which we can order the medicine.
Government has launched phase two of the Africa Educates Her campaign, focusing on keeping girls in school and promoting gender responsive learning, especially in STEM subjects. These are science, technology, engineering, arts and mathematics. Deputy Executive Director Otto Knox Imbuwa told the Namibia Press Agency that there is a need to close gender gaps, improve retention at secondary school level and invest in quality education, digital infrastructure and teacher development. Zambia will host a Chinese premier for the first time in 28 years. Reuters reports that China is Zambia's largest official creditor with $5.7 billion owed and is eager to highlight the countries that are model members of President Xi Jinping's flagship Belt and Road Infrastructure Initiative. Premier Li Qiang will arrive in Lusaka on Wednesday. Business leaders from around the world are meeting today for the B20 summit. B20 Sherpa Kaz Kuvedia says they have put Africa's agenda at the center of the summit. It is not only about South Africa's interests, he says. Kuvedia spoke to the SABC about the B20. Here he is.
So it's the first time we've hosted the B20. We didn't know what to expect. We spoke to the previous host, Brazil, and they've been very good in their handover. But right from the beginning, we were absolutely clear that this isn't just South Africa's B20, it is Africa's B20. And we put Africa at the center of the agenda. We've had 8 task forces that started working in March to develop recommendations to the G20 to create the environment for inclusive growth, for prosperity, and to do that in a collaborative and cooperative way.
And finally, Cambridge Dictionary has chosen parasocial as the 2025 word of the year. The term refers to one-sided emotional bonds people develop with either celebrities, influencers, or even AI chatbots. You gotta watch out what you share with ChatGPT. It's a trend researchers say has grown rapidly this year. Cambridge University Press says interest in parasocial relationships shows shifting online behavior as more people form digital connections that feel personal but aren't real, more mutual. You can find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.